This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. If you thought you were hitting the play button to listen to Uptown Funk for the millionth time, well, I guess you missed it this time. You're going to have to listen about some duck diving dogs here on Radio Doc Dogs. Let's find out what's going on event-wise this weekend. Some of you may be listening in the car, driving on your way out right now, because a couple of them start tomorrow. And the first one is the Puyallup Spring Fair. And that is in Puyallup, Washington. That runs from the 16th through the 19th, so long weekend there. Another event coming up this weekend in Cummings, Georgia, the 2015 Rucker Jump into Summer. Georgia, you guys are having a lot of Doc Dogs events. This is two in a row, and three or four in your immediate, or not immediate area, but let's just say in the southeast there. Pretty good. You guys are jumping like crazy already. That's pretty cool. Also, here in the state of Ohio at the Columbus, All-American Columbus Pet Expo, running this Friday through Sunday, is another Doc Dogs Worldwide event. Great time down there. It's going to be a good one. And the big one this weekend in Cave Creek, Arizona at Partners. It's the Southwestern Regional Championships, one of your roads to worlds, the second regional qualifier coming up this year already. And I know it's going to be big fun and good fun. People heading out to that already on the road right now. I hope everyone drives safe. Take your time. Have some fun. Stop and do some sightseeing if you can. Speaking of the Southwest Regional Championships, well, that's what we're going to be talking about in this interview. I have a fantastic interview. I'm going to be talking with Jeannie Garcia, who's heading out to the Southwest Regional Championships there at Partners. And she seems pretty excited about it. Told us a little bit about her team and her expectations for the weekend. So here's my conversation with Jeannie Garcia after this message.
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for: healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's dog treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest is Jeannie Garcia. Hello, Jeannie.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Getting ready to hit the road here in a few hours.
I was going to say, I bet you're getting excited. I wanted to talk with Jeannie, and she was kind enough to grant me this interview here last minute because I wanted to talk about the Southwest Regionals that are going on at Partners in Arizona, and you're going to be heading out, like you said, this evening. So, first of all, safe driving, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Have you ever been to Partners before?
I haven't. We haven't competed in Arizona yet, but it looks like an amazing facility.
Cool. Yeah, it's from everything I've heard, and I talked with them, might have been a year ago now on Radio Doc Dogs, but it sounds like, you know, top-notch, first class, nothing's, you know, cut short, and I'm sure it is. That's the Doc Dogs way all the time, so all those sanctuary facilities are so great out there. But, so you've never competed, have your dogs ever been to Arizona?
No, as farthest we've been in Vegas so far.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's another state. I don't know, I like to add states to my dogs' resume. I don't know, for yeah, what it's worth. tell us about your dog. You have a couple dogs, right?
Just one.
Oh, just one. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yep.
All right, tell us about your team.
Her name is Bear. We are Team Little Bear. This will be our fifth year competing.
Awesome.
We got started at a Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs practice. And after that point, it actually took Bear 7 more months to go off the dock again.
Well, that's
so
persistence.
It's been a long road.
Yeah, that's persistence on your end.
Yes, I was almost to the point where I was going to give up. But we had a local open water event, which is actually what she actually started jumping at.
Oh, okay. Cool. And how did she do at that event?
What was that?
That was her first event that she actually jumped?
Yes, that was the first event she actually jumped at. We had been at probably three or four before then, where she just kind of bounced around and yelled at me on the dock and was frustrated, just like I was.
What was her first official jump score?
No, I don't really remember. I want to say it was around 5 feet.
I don't remember my dogs either, but it probably was about the same, yeah. And do you and Bear just do big air now? Seeing it took so long to get the jump, I hesitate to ask, but do you also do any of the other disciplines yet?
We tried to do speed retrieve for a while, and she did it fairly consistently for a while, and then slowly refused to go in, so it just wasn't really her game.
Okay.
So she's kind of retired from that. She will never probably do EV, unfortunately.
No.
She refuses to look up at a toy when water is involved.
And that's okay. I mean, as long as you guys are having fun, that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
But, EV is a unique thing. And I want to remind everyone, whether your dog doesn't even get it sometimes like mine, or you've got a huge jump in EV dog, I think that's special in a team. I know, like you said, your dog doesn't do this, so maybe this isn't the right time to bring this out. I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago going how unique and special it is if you can get your dog to do EV simply because they won't all do it. I have a chocolate one here. She just won't do it. She looks up at the bumper like, yeah, okay, you get that. You know, so I think it's a unique thing. But so you're going to be going there for just big air, and you're going to be hoping to qualify for the World Championships, I assume?
Yes. Hoping. We qualified 2 years ago and missed it last year, although we did go and kind of cheer everybody on. So we're hoping to go and compete this year.
That's cool. We were going to be there anyway, no matter what. We've luckily got an invite, but I think it's a little better when you have the invite, but I'm not disappointed to go and not have to handle the dog and run around on the docks either, just because of the good time it is. Did you have a good time last year?
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. I got to help a friend wrangle another friend's dog for Evie. So, got a little bit of the action. And, yeah, the socials, I mean, everything was fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool. The only thing that could have been better is the weather. And, that was the worst weather year, or at least coldest.
Midwest in November is probably never that good, but...
Yeah, but for Dubuque, I mean, surprised we had as many decent years as we did in a row. I remember the first year there, nobody could believe it. We were like, wow, maybe this wasn't such a bad idea. The weather was really nice. But, so you guys are going to be hitting the road soon. How long a drive is it for you?
It will be, I think, about 12 and a half hours or so.
Okay, so you're leaving the night, so you're just driving all night?
No, we'll drive a few hours, and then we're going in my friend's RV. So we'll just park it somewhere and then get on the road in the morning.
Oh, very nice. Very convenient. Yeah, tell us about that because we were talking off the air here before that a couple months ago it looked like you were questioning whether you wanted to go or not, right?
Yeah, I was debating on doing a drive by myself, just me and Bear, and then camping in my tent in the parking lot. And then Gloria said, hey, do you want to share the RV? And I'm like, that sounds fantastic. Much better option.
Yeah, with air conditioning and facilities and some shelter, a good shelter from any rain or anything, if that happens to be the case. It looks like it's going to be pretty warm this weekend for the event, so all the dogs will be very happy to get in the pool, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm excited for the weather. It'll be a bit of a shock coming from the mountains, but...
Yeah, right. Absolutely. What is Bear's biggest jump now to date? What's your record or your personal best?
Her personal best on camera is 18.9.
That's good.
And club event is 19 feet. So we're hoping to better that a little bit this weekend.
Sure, that's good. If it makes you feel any better, that outdoes any of my dog or my chocolate dog's ever career. She's 9 now, so. No, that's fantastic. What kind of dog is Bear?
She's a border collie something.
Okay.
Although her newest wisdom panel results said that she's a whippet mix.
Oh, really?
So it confuses me.
How did you guys, I know you mentioned a little bit about how you got started here, but what kind of compelled you, or how did you find out about Doc Dogs and the initial, hey, I want to try this. What's the story behind that?
The first time I actually saw Doc Dogs was at the used to be Teva Mound Games in Vail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I actually grew up in Ohio and had no idea what Doc Dogs was. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So I saw it at the Mountain Games, and then I got her my second season living out in Colorado. And then I think I was Googling it or something and came across Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs.
Cool. Cool. And now you are on the board. You're treasurer, right?
A secretary.
Secretary, I'm sorry.
And yeah, we have them separated. And then I'm also on rules committee. This is the second year.
Yeah, fantastic. So your contributions in a short amount of time have certainly come far, and I'm sure are appreciated by many of the Doc Doggers spending your time both for the Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs Club's sake and keeping that going strong as it's been, and for the rules committee meetings and everything, because we all know that while it looks online like people are having a lot of fun, it's not all fun and games at rules committee.
Lots of sitting in a meeting room.
Right, and taking votes and listening and weighing options, and yeah. But it's a great thing, and it's a great way to get involved with the organization and why the competitors essentially write the rules that govern our favorite sport here. So that's fantastic.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
So Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs has had a number of events over the past couple of years, because I know, because I always look going, is this my year to go out west? Is this my year to go out west? And it never seems to work out, but you guys have some events again this year. You got one coming up. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So it is called Thornton Fest. Thornton's just a little north of Denver. And it's actually a one-day festival, but we compete for 2 days along with the disc dog people.
Oh, cool.
So it's a big community festival on Saturday, and then it's just us and the disc dog people Sunday. That is May 16th and 17th, I believe. So about a month away.
Cool. Yeah, May 16th, 17th. And I don't know. Sometimes I like those events because one day you got the crowds, you got everything going on, and you feel all psyched up about it. And then the next day, after you're tired of those crowds, they're gone anyway. So, unless this event, they're still going to be there. But usually, you know, if it's a one day, but you're running it two, sometimes things are dead on that second day, or vice versa if it's a reversed order or something like that.
Yeah, it's nice to relax the second day for those of us that help run the event. But we had our first 2 day event as a club event last year, which actually we had a crowd for the second day, which was really nice.
It's fun. My favorite thing is when you go up there on the dock and you hear the crowd say ooh or ah or whatever, something like that. If your dog does something at least kind of impressive, it's kind of funny. Just at least from my perspective to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
This regional, so you haven't been to any other regionals this year, and we were talking off air again about not, we still don't know some of the regionals in your area, so if you qualify here, which, you know, good luck to you, hopefully you do, do you have any other events for Doc Dogs that you know of in that area or out west?
We do. We have actually quite a few coming up. Thornton Fest in May.
Right.
And then GoPro Mountain Games.
Right.
Which will be huge again in June. And then two new events. One at Copper Mountain, which our club actually went last year and did a demo. And it resulted in a national event for our area, which is awesome.
Cool.
And then a new event in Durango, which is sponsored by Zooks right down the road from Zooks headquarters.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
So a couple of brand new events, so we're excited.
And all the events, you know, in the beautiful state of Colorado are in the mountains and beautiful scenery and a nice drive. And like I said, once again, it's that West thing that I got to get going on. But tell us, when you were Copper Mountain, how's things laid out there? Is that a nice area? Is that, I assume it's in the mountains, it's called Copper Mountain, right? For those of us from Ohio that haven't gone out and lived in Colorado, tell us a little bit about the scenery, you know, what it looks like.
So Copper is another a mountain resort. So the ski hill is right above it. And then they've got a pond, and it's right in the middle of their town.
Okay. How would that compare to Vail?
A doggy run, like a 5K and stuff, and they'll have a bunch of vendors and music and all that as well.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of a dog festival.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. So layout's kind of like Vail, not quite the same. Is there some things that stand out, different, better?
It'll probably be similar. I just did the walkthrough last year for the demo. There'll be a lot less people than Vail, which will be nice. if you've ever been to Vail, you know how crazy it gets.
Yeah, parking and moving around, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Vail's just over 8,000 feet. Copper is somewhere around 10,000 feet.
Whoa.
So it'll be pretty high up there.
Yeah, and now is the dock and pool and everything set up at a pretty good altitude?
Yeah, it's right at the base of town. I'm not totally sure where the dock and pool will be.
Okay.
But it'll be right in the base of town there.
Okay, very cool. And what about Durango? Have you ever been out there? I know a Doc Dogs event hasn't, but have you?
I haven't. It's been one of those places that I really wanted to go to. I've heard so many amazing things.
Cool.
So I'm glad I have an excuse now.
Cool.
Go out, camp for a few days, see the town.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all those events are open for registration. Durango, Copper Mountain, Vail, I think they all are. Hopefully if you were planning to go, you've gotten registered already. Or if not, you better get going on that. you do a little bit of dog therapy you were talking about before. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Bear and I are a registered pet partners team. So we'll go to the Vail Biomedical Center every once in a while when we've got time.
Oh, very nice.
And see patients and, you know, make their day a little bit better.
That's very nice. You know, I think about that, you know, if I were in a hospital for some reason, whether in my older age or just sick or something like that, for someone to, you know, to bring in a dog, maybe you have to be that dog-loving person, but yeah, I know something like that I'd certainly appreciate. And a day in a hospital is just, you know, no fun for anyone, obviously, and that can be their whole day right there and make it, too, at least make it a little more palatable, you know?
Yeah, most people are pretty excited, and you hear lots of stories about their dogs at home that they miss, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jeannie, I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time and talking with us. Drive safe and jump big, of course. I know you're going to have fun out there. It looks like there's a nice social plan. Who put that together? Oh, Arizona did. Are you going to that?
I'm not, actually.
No, okay.
I couldn't figure out the money to do it, but...
Yeah, it adds up. Yeah, it adds up. It does look nice, though, and I'm sure they'll give you a last-minute chance to change your mind if you think you can swing it.
But
I hear you. Between gas and the event fees and everything like that, you know, you gotta draw a line somewhere, obviously. But I'm sure you're gonna have a great time anyway. So
yeah, for sure.
So thanks again, and once again, best of luck to you, and I hope to see you at Worlds.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully.
Radio Doc Dogs.
There you have it, folks. Some information from one of Doc Dog's fine competitors there, Jeannie Garcia. Really want to thank her again for taking the time out to talk with me on Radio Doc Dogs. And she sounds really excited, and I think it's going to be a great time out there at the Southwestern Regional Championships. I'm envious. I'm not going to be there, and I really wish I was, even if I wasn't jumping a dog, because I know you guys are going to have a fantastic time. Stay cool, of course, and good luck to everyone. Also, the Puyallup Spring Fair, once again, is coming up this weekend. Rucker Jump into Summer and the All-American Columbus Pet Expo, all Doc Dogs events going on this weekend. Everyone, I hope you have a fantastic time at your events. Once again, drive safe. Have fun, jump big, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Right here, Doc Dogs.